Welcome to the Mortgage Point Weekly Update, your fast, focused look at the biggest stories covering lending, servicing, housing, and the broader economy. I'm your host, David Wharton, editor-in-chief of Mortgage Point and the Five Star Institute. Over the next few minutes, we're going to cover latest developments that you need to know about, ranging from a very significant piece of housing legislation to the Federal Reserve's evolving stance on inflation, new data on affordability, and a surprising trend in New York City's luxury market. Let's get started. We begin this week with what many across the housing industry are calling the most significant federal housing legislation in a generation. The 21st Century Road to Housing Act officially became law, even without President Trump's signature. The bill passed Congress with an overwhelming bipartisan, veto-proof majority after months of negotiation and back and forth. The president declined to sign it due to an unrelated dispute over voting legislation, but the measure did become law automatically after a brief waiting period. And regardless of any of the political drama, the housing industry is largely celebrating the passage of the law. This legislation tackles one of the industry's biggest long-term challenges, housing supply. Among its major provisions included incentives for local zoning reform, streamlined permitting and environmental reviews, expanded support for manufactured and modular housing, a pilot program for small-dollar mortgages, and new restrictions on large institutional investors being able to purchase single-family homes in bulk. Industry leaders say these reforms could help address the nation's housing shortages, which Realtor.com estimates now exceed over 4 million homes. Of course, passing the law is only a first step. Many housing advocates note that its success will ultimately depend on how federal agencies implement the new programs and how quickly state and local governments are able to embrace these changes. After years of stalled housing reform efforts, this does represent a significant policy shift with the potential to influence home building and affordability for years to come. Of course, passing legislation is one thing. Solving a housing shortage that's been building for more than a decade, that's the hard part. And if you need a reminder of just how deep that challenge runs, let's turn to a Harvard study that has some numbers that are hard to ignore. That major legislation comes as Harvard's Joint Center for Housing Studies releases its annual State of the Nation's Housing Report, and their findings paint a sobering picture. According to the report, today's housing market isn't suffering from just one problem. It's facing weakening demand, persistent affordability challenges, and a supply shortage that still hasn't been fully resolved. Existing home sales remain near historic lows, household formation is slowed, apartment demand has cooled. And even though more housing is being built than in recent years, it's not necessarily the housing that people can actually afford. Since 2020, existing home prices have climbed more than 50% nationally, while mortgage rates above 6% have nearly doubled the monthly payment required to purchase a median-priced home. The result? Harvard estimates that a household now needs an annual income exceeding $120,000 to comfortably afford that median-priced home. That's compared with roughly $66,000 only 5 years ago. Meanwhile, affordable housing, however you choose to define it, remains increasingly scarce. Harvard's report found that the number of rental units priced below $1,000 per month has declined dramatically over the past decade, while homes affordable to households earning under $75,000 have fallen by roughly 60% since 2019. The takeaway is clear. Although inventory is gradually improving, affordability, not availability, has become the defining challenge for much of today's housing market. Now, if you're sensing a theme this week, you are not imagining it. Affordability keeps showing up no matter which report you read. And that brings us on to the Federal Reserve, where inflation and how to get it under control remains front and center. Federal Reserve Chair Kevin Warsh is continuing to signal that significant changes may be coming to the nation's central bank. Appearing before Congress, Warsh reiterated his call for what he describes as a, quote, regime change, unquote, in how the Federal Reserve approaches inflation and monetary policy. His message was direct. Inflation, he said, has acted like a tax on American families and businesses, and restoring price stability remains the Fed's highest priority. Warsh also argued that previous inflation targeting strategies adopted earlier this decade were ultimately mistakes, saying they contributed to allowing inflation to remain above the Fed's 2% target for far too long. At the same time, he did strike an optimistic note about the broader economy. He pointed to accelerating investment in artificial intelligence and data centers as potential long-term productivity booms that could ultimately help reduce inflationary pressures. Supporting those broader reforms, the Fed also announced leadership for 5 new task forces that will examine everything from communications and balance sheet policy to economic data, productivity, and inflation frameworks. Together, this represents the most comprehensive review of the Federal Reserve's operating philosophy in years. For mortgage markets, that means monetary policy may soon look and communicate somewhat differently than it has in the past. Now, task force announcements may not sound like the most exciting thing, but for anyone watching mortgage rates, what comes out of those meetings down the road could eventually matter quite a bit. Now, after all that talk about affordability, let's spend a minute in part of the housing market where affordability is not exactly the top concern. That's right, while affordability is dominating most housing conversations, the luxury market continues telling a very different story. New York City's new pied-à-terre tax officially took effect this month, applying to second homes valued over $5 million. Supporters had hoped that this measure would generate hundreds of millions of dollars annually for affordable housing, while asking wealthy second homeowners to contribute a little bit more. Critics, however, warned that it could drive luxury buyers elsewhere into other states. So far, however, neither prediction appears to have actually materialized. Instead, Manhattan's luxury market remains remarkably strong. Compass reports that contracts for homes priced above $20 million increased 25% year over year, while activity between $10 million and $20 million jumped nearly 40%. Safe to say, these buyers probably aren't losing much sleep over an eighth of a point on their mortgage rates. Industry experts say that affluent buyers remain largely insulated from higher interest rates and from broader economic uncertainty, thanks to strong equity markets, recent IPO activity, and continued wealth creation. It's just another reminder that today's housing market is increasingly segmented. While many lower and middle-income buyers are struggling with affordability and even just being able to find a home, demand at the very top of the market remains surprisingly resilient. So let's close this week by connecting some of these dots. Taken together, these stories illustrate a strong housing market operating on two very different tracks. Washington is pursuing some of the most ambitious housing reforms in decades, while the Federal Reserve prepares to rethink its approach to both inflation and monetary policy. At the same time, new research shows that affordability continues to deteriorate for millions of Americans, even as inventory does slowly improve. At the opposite end of the market, luxury housing continues to flourish despite new taxes and economic uncertainty. Now, whether these new federal policies ultimately improve affordability is going to depend largely on something that the industry has emphasized for years: increasing supply while also making homeownership more accessible for working families. That's a challenge that lawmakers, regulators, lenders, and builders will all continue wrestling with in the months ahead. So let's recap the news this week. We've got the 21st Century Road to Housing Act that has now become law, marking the biggest federal housing reform in decades. Harvard's latest housing report, nevertheless, finds affordability has reached a critical breaking point for many Americans. Federal Reserve Chair Kevin Warsh outlined sweeping changes to the Fed's approach to inflation and monetary policy. Manhattan's luxury housing market remains surprisingly strong, despite a new tax on high-value second homes. Taken together, these developments highlight both the challenges and the opportunities facing today's housing market. Thank you for listening, and be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Also, make sure to check out MP Access, our other podcast that features conversations with industry's best and brightest, including lender servicers, government folks, real estate agents, anybody who works in these fields that we cover. You'll also check out themortgagepoint.com. That's where we have all our daily news. You can also sign up for our email newsletters, check out our webinars that are happening, check out the events that Five Star is hosting throughout the year. Anything that we do, you can find it at themortgagepoint.com. And we will see you back here next week for another roundup of the news that is most important to you. I've been David Wharton. Thank you for watching.